Hey, Senator, will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Bonamici, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Girard, Girard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. Yeah, I want your tray. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to accommodate you, sir. That's what we're trying to do.
I'm looking for four senators.
Oh, make note of that. A quorum being present, we will post the callers, and Senator Dave Nelson will lead us in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
The invocation today is by Sarah Schoenthal. She is going to read her acceptance speech for winning the Youth of the Year competition at the Boys and Girls Club of Lebanon.
Faces. You see them every day here at the club. They all have a story to tell. Some laughing, some crying, and some are hard to tell what's on their mind. One thing's for sure, the faces are very familiar to the staff. When I started coming to the club at age 8, I, too, was a face amidst the crowd of other children who came here. Most, because it was the only place for them to be after school. Myself, because I wanted to be around my friends. As years have gone by, so have the faces come and gone. I have been privileged to be part of many of the very good activities and functions that are a big part of the club, from my involvement with a cardboard cram for a high school student who was severely injured in a prom night accident, to the annual beach cleanup and the yearly club auction, as well as the dances sponsored for the middle school students. From an early age, I knew that this was not just a place to come after school. It is a place where the caring staff would become a huge part of my daily life, helping me cope with numerous life struggles sent my way. I was a ninth grader, and my dad was first diagnosed with cancer. It was a devastating blow to our family, not knowing what the outcome would be. My sister, brother, and I took on daily chores so my mom could devote her attention to my dad and his recovery. Although we still don't know what is going to happen, we are supportive, and I continue to do what I can to ensure his quality of life. Not long after my dad's diagnosis, my mom suffered from two strokes and then shortly after was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, due in part, I'm sure, from the stress of my dad's illness, trying to balance his care, work, family, and the mounting medical bills. Again, my family rallied, and my sister, brother, and I assumed the tasks which helped bind our family together. When my older sister and best friend enlisted into the Navy 2 years ago, most of the tasks that were shared between her and I at home became my responsibility, especially during the times that my mom is crippled up from this disease or not feeling well from the medication she has to take. And then my sister Rachel was deployed into Iraq this past year. This was a tough one, as she and I worked on many projects together at the club when she worked there and I was just a member. The staff have been through it all with me to offer comfort and support, whether it was a quiet prayer or a simple hug or a shoulder to cry on. Every staff member showed me that in some small way it mattered to them. They extended their hands in support. And not only to lift my spirits when Rachel was in Iraq, but to lift hers as well, the staff arranged for the children who knew her to make cards and letters to put into a care package for her, along with all kinds of other small gifts for her unit to share. It was heartwarming, not only for me, but for my family as well. When I went to Kelly, who's the program director, 2 years ago, and told her I'd wished to become a staff member, it wasn't only because I needed the money, but I realized that it was now my turn to give back and become part of the caring staff who has helped me these past 10 years. I had to prove myself to her, that I would make more of the opportunity than it being just a job. I am now not only a familiar face once seen as a child, but as a maturing young woman who can relate to the children who come here with a been there, done that approach to help them overcome the sometimes overwhelming obstacles that life is dealing to them. I am proud to say that this club really is the positive place for kids. Thank you.
Good job, Sarah. Great job. Great job. Great job. Great job. I want to thank Sarah Schoenthal for delivering her speech. Also thank Senator Dave Nelson for leading the pledge. The honorary pages, Deanna Hannon, Caitlin O'Shea, Amy Tukeda, and Jane Tukeda are the honorary pages for Senator Alan Bates, Emily Flager, the honorary page for Senator Jackie Winters. I want to thank the honorary pages for helping us take care of the duties and obligations for the Senate on this day. We rely on the honorary pages to get through the day. They get here early in the morning and they stay throughout. And it's a privilege and honor to have each and every one of you. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
Mr. President, I would like courtesies extended to a friend of mine, Anthony Bailey, from Baker City, who's here with Future Business Leaders of America. And over here are a whole bunch of Future Business Leaders of America on the South Side. I'd like courtesies extended to them. And none of them, though, are from Baker City, with one exception that Senator Nelson will speak to. But they are from mainly here from the Valley, and I'd like courtesies extended to them. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your coming to the state capitol today. It is your capital, and we hope that you have a wonderful time and experience. Hope you'll stay with us through the Senate session. And I would really like to extend the official courtesies of the Oregon State Senate to you, each of you. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have on my desk Mallory Bailey, who is the president of the Future Business Leaders of America from Baker City. And I would ask that the president and the Senate give courtesies to her. She lives in Baker City. It's not really in my district, but I've been out poaching. So she's here sitting at my desk. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Madam President. And glad you could join us. I believe Baker City's in Senator Ferrioli's district. We're going to be over there on Saturday at both at Pendleton and Ontario for the public hearings on the budget, as Senator Nelson knows. So we're not going to, we'll be thinking of Baker City when we're there. It's a great place, and it's an honor and privilege that you're here. Thanks for coming all that way. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you. Recognize Suzanne Bonamici, Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'd like to request that courtesies of the Senate, Mr. President, be extended today to Sky Brocker Knapp, my guest at my desk today. Sky is a sophomore in the Spanish immersion program at Cleveland High School in Portland. She also takes Chinese. Her favorite class is working on the newspaper, the Cleveland Clarion. She plays lacrosse, and she participates in the National Charity League with her mother, the committee administrator for the Senate Committee on Consumer Protection and Public Affairs, Lori Brocker. So please extend courtesies of the Senate to Sky Brocker Knapp today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Sky, I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. Hope you have a good day. You are the second group of warriors. Sarah, who just gave her speech, is from Lebanon. They are the warriors. And, of course, Cleveland is also the warriors. So this is the day for warriors. And so hope you have a good day, and thank you for coming. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. I'd like to introduce sitting with me at my desk, Matteo Sarant, and he is here for Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day, which is today, and he is the son of my committee administrator, Jeremy Sarant, and Matteo is a junior at Franklin High School, and they are the Quakers.
Oh, yeah. That's
good. So please extend courtesies.
Yes, well, I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. I never took my sons to work. They wouldn't go. So I'm glad that you get that opportunity. It is a great program. We hope you're having a good day here, and you learn a lot, and we appreciate you coming. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you. Further courtesies, remonstrances. Recognize Senator Vicki Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think it was earlier this week, the good senator from John Day left us a photo on our desk about wolves killing lambs. So I wanted to provide the other point of view on wolves in Oregon. Mr. President, the death of 24 sheep as a result of wolf attacks in Baker County is certainly unfortunate, and we all sympathize. The fact that wolves killed sheep in Oregon for the first time in more than a half century, however, is no cause for panic. Wolves have been in Oregon for 10 years now. It was inevitable that we would see something like this. However, like other predators, wolves need to be carefully managed, and we have a solid wolf management plan here in Oregon that was put together by a broad group of stakeholders and adopted by the State Fish and Wildlife Commission in 2005. This agency, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, is in my subcommittee, so we will be asking some further questions about this. They worked long and hard to come up with a state wolf plan, and it's working. The state and federal agencies responded promptly with assistance to livestock owners in Baker County to reduce more losses, and we have state biologists and officials who are ready to make sure we take care, implement the wolf plan accordingly. Oregon sheep and cattle producers lose more than 10,000 head of livestock every year to dogs, coyotes, and other predators, and thousands more to weather disease and other causes. So it's not just wolves, the good senator. And I will also tell you that since 1987, Defenders of Wildlife, whom I used to belong to, but I don't anymore, but it's a great organization, they have compensated ranchers for the fair market value of their livestock when their livestock is lost to wolves. So, Mr. President, I just wanted to present the other side of the story. You gaveled me when I had 1 second left. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Recognize Senator Brian Boquist. We're going to have a wolf fight.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the record, I served as the Vice Chair of Ag and Natural Resources Committee in the opposite chamber, and during that time, multiple times we heard testimony of wolves actually killing critters here in the state of Oregon, so it wasn't just a recent kill, so on and so forth. And the vast majority of that committee had asked that changes be done to the state wolf plan, and we were completely ignored by the commission. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. Senator Farioli, do you wish to speak to us?
Yes, Mr. President, under the order of remonstrances, I do.
We are under remonstrances.
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to thank the good senator from Eugene for pointing out the fact that 10,000 head of livestock are killed annually by predators in Oregon. This fact alone should sensitize members of this body to the need for increased predator control, and I hope that you will be sensitive in the Ag and Natural Resources Committee and the Ways and Means Committee, because predator control is absolutely essential to a healthy livestock industry in the state of Oregon. And I also wish to offer my cooperation to the good senator from Lane County to help bring the benefits of wolf predation to an urban area, preferably one close to the good senator from Lane County. We should see wolves in our county parks. If they're so beneficial to the ecosystem, perhaps they should be well distributed throughout Oregon, particularly in the urban areas. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Doug Whitsitt, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I wanted to thank the good colleague from Eugene for pointing out that wolves don't just kill and eat what they need. They kill for pleasure. Wolves kill 24 lambs, not just enough to eat. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, let's just keep going. Senator Jackie Dingfelder, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since the good senator from Eugene finished my remonstrance, I thought it was only fair that I finish hers. So emotions are running high on this issue right now. It's time for all of us to step back and let the professional wildlife biologists use Oregon's wolf management plan to address the issue where it counts, on the ground, not here in the Capitol. And can I request a return to courtesies?
Absolutely. Without objection, and there better not be any, we'll go to courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm really excited to have a good friend of mine here, especially from Maine, today, and she's getting to observe the Wild Wild West. Esperanza Stanchioff is a marine science faculty from the University of Maine. She's here to attend a climate change workshop that was held at Oregon State University yesterday and share information on climate change outreach, looking at issues like coastal inundation, water supply, adaptation and mitigation, and ways that we can share information with the state of Maine on climate change education and outreach with the Oregon Coastal Zone Management Program. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for coming to Oregon. Welcome to Oregon. I love Maine. If I weren't in Oregon, I'd be in Maine. Right out of law school, they offered me a job in Maine, but it was way up north and just one of those things. So I love Maine, love Friendship, Maine, love Booth Harbor, Booth Bay, Booth Bar Harbor. It's a great state, and University of Maine's a great university. So thank you very much for coming here. We hope you have a good day. I'd like to extend a courtesy to you. Senator Frank Morris, you have a courtesy too? Oh, you don't have one. Thank you. And Senator Jeff Cruz, do you have a courtesy? No courtesy. Okay, then we don't have to deal with that. All right. So I guess we'll return to regular order of business, which was remonstrances. Do you have a remonstrance, Senator Jeff Cruz?
Mr. President, I do. Mr. President, I feel that we have been unfairly targeting simply wolves and ignoring cougars and bears. And and the fact is, as a state, we do very little, if anything, to manage these populations. And I know some of my colleagues from the more urban areas think that a cougar is cute, but when you find cougars on the playgrounds in your schools, they aren't quite so cute. So let's be mindful of the fact that we have a lot of predators in this state. Their populations are out of control, and we as a state, because it is our policy that determines how we can manage, and we as a state are doing nothing to manage those populations.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a great opportunity to talk about sea lions. And the fact that they are decimating our salmon population.
Yes. Oh, no. Senator Burdick, do you... What?
Mr. President, two words, Canada geese.
Senator Floyd Pazansky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I didn't know we were an animal world, but apparently we were taking in the whole kingdom. I'm wondering if we can get back to the business that we had today.
Thank you. Is there further remonstrances? We'll now go to a message from the House.
Mr. President, we're speaking from the House to pass House Bills 2349, 5046, 297, 2144, 2164, 2065, 2218, 2244, 2339, 2435, 2578, and 2672, and concur in Senate amendments to repass House Bill 2466.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.551, committee report number summary 73, which is distributed to members today, this information will be recorded in the journal. And this status report is so ordered. Reports to special committees. Propositions and motions. Actions on executive appointments that require the Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 16, relating to advanced directive to health care. Senate Bill 112, relating to reemployment of retired members of PERS. Senate Bill 377, relating to insurance trade practices. Senate Bill 869, relating to angling. Senate Bill 874, relating to individuals with disabilities.
Pass the calendar. We're now on the third reading of Senate measures. Recognize Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats request 15-minute caucus in the caucus room.
Recognize Senator Ted Farioli.
Likewise, Mr. President, Republicans need a caucus for 15 minutes in our caucus room.
All right. We're going to go really into caucuses and in recess. We will recess until 10:50 by the clock, the digital clock on the scoreboards. 10:50, we will recess until then. The Senate is in recess until 10:50 a.m. Senate will please come to order. The clerk please call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Bonamici, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Gerard, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Przanski, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
I'm here. There's a finish. We've got a whole bunch of The quorum is present. The Senate recessed under the order of third reading of Senate measures and will resume under that order and so ordered. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 152, relating to purchasing authority of state agencies responsible for state institutions and declaring emergency.
Senator Frank Morris. Just one.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 152 comes from the Education General Government Committee, and I would point out to you, colleagues, that the summary bold type has nothing to do with this bill. It has nothing to do with information technology and the Department of Education and student assessment. What the bill does, however, is it corrects, or not corrects, but expands existing law to make it very clear that DHS and the Department of Corrections can manage their affairs with exercising contract authority explicit to the what's necessary for their institutions. It's a good bill. It's pretty simple, but please ignore the bold type in the summary. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Morris. Further discussion? Question now, right upon third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 152. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Atkinson,
Senator Atkinson,
yes,
Bates,
aye,
Bonamici,
aye,
Boquist,
aye,
Burdick, Carter, Devlin,
aye,
Dingfelder, Dingfelder,
Senator Dingfelder, move on,
Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, President Courtney. Not answering, Dingfelder. Excused, Burdick, Carter, Starr, Berger, absent, Dingfelder, 25 ayes.
Senate Bill 152, having received the constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 381, Women's Health Benefit Plans.
Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Mr. President, I move that consideration of Senate Bill 381 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday April 27th calendar.
Senator Morissette has moved that the consideration of Senate Bill 1381 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, April 23rd's calendar. To your motion, Senator.
Other events are taking place, and we want to wait until Monday to hear this bill.
Discussion. The question is on taking Senate Bill 381 from today's calendar and placing it on Monday's May 27th calendar. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is carried. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 389, Women in Criminal Sentencing.
Recognized Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Bill 389 comes out of your Judiciary Committee, came out on a 5-0 vote. What 389 is going to do is bring... What 389 is going to do is going to bring the statutes in line with what the voters passed with Measure 57. It will, in fact, require that the court on a sentencing maintain the sentence level that was passed by the voters in 57. Does not allow them to have what would be considered downward departures. It does not limit them from going outside of the presumptive sentence of 19 months, meaning it could be increased. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Brzezinski. Any discussion? Question now rises upon third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 389. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Burdick, Starr, Berger. Excused. Starr, Berger, 20 dies.
Senate Bill 389, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 601, related investigation of the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Mr. President, 601A comes from Committee on Judiciary, has no revenue impact, minimal fiscal with no statement issued, came out 5-0, simply clarifies that the Oregon Board of Marine Pilots can issue subpoenas for investigatory purposes, allows Marine Pilots to enter ships for investigatory purposes if it's open to public, and then requires them to get a warrant if it's not open. We don't do a whole lot of investigations in the state of Oregon because of the transitory nature of these ships in and out of the port of Portland, Astoria, and Coos Bay, but we needed to clarify the authority so that these investigations can be done quickly and the ship can be on its way. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Boquist. Discussion. Question now rises upon a third reading and final passage. Senate Bill 601. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist.
Boquist.
Burdick. Burdick.
Burdick.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Telfer,
Senator Telfer,
Berger, Walker, Burdick, President Courtney,
yes,
excused, Starr, Berger, 28 ayes.
The Senate Bill 601, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 729, William Podiatry.
Recognize Senator Rod Monroe.
Mr. President, members, this is the podiatrist bill. Podiatrists already are allowed to perform surgery, and they have training that is comparable to that of an MD. What this bill would allow is for a podiatrist to assist in surgery if the person that is performing the surgery agrees and if the client agrees. Many times a person may have a particular relationship with a podiatrist, or the surgery may in some way be related to this, although it's not on feet. And this bill simply would allow that podiatrist to act as an assistant, first assistant to the surgeon. Everybody seems to agree that it's a good idea, so I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Monroe. Discussion. Question now rises upon a third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 729. Those opinion bills are passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Winters.
You got
Atkinson. Senator, what... Bates. Bates.
Senator Bates. He's aye.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Starr, Berger, voting no, Johnson, 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 729, having received a constitutional majority, declare it passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 734, Wind Health Insurance.
Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that consideration of Senate Bill 734 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, April 27th calendar.
Senator Morissette has moved the consideration of Senate Bill 734 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, April 23rd calendar. To your motion, Senator.
Other events are transpiring. We want to wait until they're over before we come back and hear this bill.
Thank you. Discussion? The question is on taking Senate Bill 734 from today's calendar and placing it on Monday's April 23rd calendar. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is carried. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 5046, from the Financial Administration Real Estate Agency in Court of Emergency. House Bill 2097, Care Regulations for Obligations in Court of Emergency. House Bill 2144, Related Systems of Care for Youth. House Bill 2164, on Tax Protection and Compensation Received by Members of the Armed Forces of the United States. House Bill 2065, the Oregon National Guard. House Bill 2218, Related Wildlife and Describing Effective Date. House Bill 2244, Related Certificates of Death. House Bill 2339, with Exemptions from Disclosure of Information. House Bill 2349, Related Value Given for Release of Lien. House Bill 4035, Related Licensing of Physicians. House Bill 2578, Related to Towers. House Bill 2672, Related Distribution of Tobacco Products.
These are transferred to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Bill 2261, on the use of affordable housing tax credit.
Pass the calendar. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate, in accordance with SR 8.403, committee referral list 97 was distributed to the members April 22nd, and the referrals were recorded in the Journal of the State Report. So ordered. Announces recognized Senator Jackie Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to vote on Senate Bill 152. It will not affect the outcome.
Senator Dingfelder has requested unanimous consent to be allowed to enter her vote on Senate Bill 152. It will not affect the outcome. Are there any objections? Hearing none, how do you vote, Senator?
Aye.
Senator Dingfelder has voted aye. Other announcements. At this time, Senator Ferriole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans will caucus this over the lunch hour. If we could be at our caucus room at 10 minutes till 12, please. 10 till 12. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Richard Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Democrats, the lunches should be ready within about 10 minutes. Please make it to the caucus no later than 11:30.
We do not have floor session tomorrow. There is no floor session tomorrow. Our next floor session will be on Monday at 10:15. If there's no further announcements, and without objection, this Senate is adjourned until 10:15 on Monday, April 27th. The Senate stands adjourned.